Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. My name is Randall, and with me, as always, my boy LJ and the OG dad himself. Man, y'all go ahead and say what's up to the listeners, man.
What's up? What's up?
What's up?
All right, everybody, now welcome back. Now welcome back to another episode. Now on today's episode, we pretty much, well, technically, I'll say we got two main stories. We got the anime award show that we're going to talk about first. And then we got the NFL Combine we're going to talk about after that. Because dad boy is tripping right now. I don't know what he got going on, dad, but we got to talk about it. But we're going to say the NFL Combine stuff for last. So, but for everybody out there, was it yesterday or the day before? But it was a couple of days ago. Crunchyroll held an event, the award show in Japan, and pretty much Jujutsu Kaisen took over. So, Dad, since you brought it up, go ahead and talk to you folks. And then I put my input in there, LJ say his last.
Well, first of all, for anybody who saw the award for Anime of the Year, shout out to Meg Thee Stallion in her outfit.
I did see the outfit.
just want to throw that out there.
Right.
We gotta do it. But let's be honest. Like, as much crap as I talked about My Hero Academia sweeping and all that stuff, doing all this stuff, Jujutsu Kaisen had a hell of a year.
Yep, they did.
And they were not going to be denied all those rewards, and they got them. So, like, they got Anime of the Year, Best Art Direction. Let me see. I'm looking up right now. They pretty much clean house.
They did, yeah. Won 9 out of 10 awards.
So, I saw it coming. I don't know how you guys feel about it and everything like that, but, like, I definitely saw it coming just because, like, it wasn't a lot, but, like, just that the groundswell of how good this show was compared to, like, everything else. Like, people stopped talking about AOT, let's be honest. People stopped talking about it. Right. So, outside of Best Continuing Series, which was won by LJ's favorite One Piece. Best New Series, Chainsaw Man won. Best Original is Buddy Daddies. Demon Slayer won Best Animation. Suzume won Best Film. Character Design, Jujutsu Kaisen. Best Director, Jujutsu Kaisen. Cinematography, Jujutsu Kaisen. Best Art Director, Demon Slayer won that one. Which, by the way, like some of y'all need to, like, give, now I'm saying ain't nobody in this group, but some people need to give Demon Slayer the full-on apology I've been seeing on TikTok for how much crap trash they talked about the new animation and stuff like that, and people hated it. I saw a lot of hate for the Demon Slayer animation, and I really liked it personally. So, Best Action, Jujutsu Kaisen. Best Fantasy is Demon Slayer. Best Romance is Hero Maya. I probably got that wrong. Spy, Cross Family. Best Comedy. Best Drama. I'm not going to talk about that. Well, Best Slice of Life, folks, you did The Rock. Best Drama was Attack on Titan, Final Season, Chapters 1. Best main character is Luffy. Best supporting character was Gojo. And then this is music and stuff like that. But yeah, they cleaned up. They cleaned up. So, what do you guys think?
I saw it coming. I knew it was gonna sweep. Because number one, the manga is going crazy right now. I don't know if y'all been up to date with Jujutsu Kaisen manga, but it's going crazy right now, especially all over TikTok and Twitter. Mm-hmm. Then on top of that, season 2 did not disappoint for Jujutsu Kaisen. So you got an anime that was taken over when it was airing, season 2 rather. Then you got the manga on top of that pretty much is the hottest manga out right now besides Blue Lock and all the others and One Piece and stuff. But as of right now, weekly is the hottest manga out right now. And it's about to be, it should be getting close to the end, I'll say, but it ain't no time. But I saw it coming. Once season 2 dropped, and especially the art that season 2 was covering for Jujutsu Kaisen, I was like, yeah, I knew for a fact it was gonna take over last year. So it was a surprise that it did what it did. But I do got one thing. Let me look at mine. What surprised me was best main character was Luffy. That surprised me. I thought it would be Gojo, but I don't think Gojo was the main character.
No, he's supporting. Went supporting.
Supporting, okay, yeah, never mind.
But Luffy, that's Gear 5 right there. That's Gear 5 gave him that award.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that. So, Eldra, what's your take on it? Jujutsu Kaisen running everything pretty much in the war show.
I mean, like y'all said, it's not really that surprising because it's one of the top animes out there right now, and it finished out strong for this year. So I'm not really surprised by any of that and it winning all those different awards.
Right.
I mean, that's it. I'm not surprised at all. But that's usually what happens at these anime awards. It's always recency bias in most of these award shows anyway, where whoever either had the most influence for the year, or I won't say influence. Yeah, you go on influence, you probably say One Piece. But whoever finished out stronger at the end of the year, that's who more than likely going to win most of the things. On a very rare occasion where things just stick with you, you just know how good that was. So I'm not surprised by that. Everybody was talking about Jujutsu Kaisen by the end of the year last year. So, this is a no-brainer to me.
I feel you. Well, like I said, I already knew because besides Jujutsu, what other anime was out? But we got Demon Slayer and One Piece.
I mean, all those animes was out, but like I said, it was because of recency bias. That one's finished the strongest out of everything. So,
because a lot of people were saying, because I was going through when this actually came out. I won't say a lot of people, but majority of people was kind of pissed off that Jujutsu Kaisen. I know why. Vinland Saga. A lot of Vinland Saga folks were pissed off because Vinland Saga didn't win nothing. They was nominated for 10 awards. And they didn't win nothing. And then pretty much the whole entire Vinland Saga community went on a rant saying the only reason why Jujutsu Kaisen won is because of popularity, not for the actual shows and all that stuff. So I don't know how true that is. I watched Vinland Saga. It's good. To be honest with you, I do not know why it didn't win no awards. Because this is like the third year, fourth year, something like that. All I know is they're going on a streak, though. That they was nominated for 52 awards, and out of the 52 awards, they did not win not one. So the whole community is pissed that this year they didn't get no awards. So, but you know it is what it is on that. But they said, I forgot what they said because they broke it down. They said that it goes to like 3 rounds in order to get nominated for an award. You have the show, you gotta go through a committee of like 6 to 8 judges in Japan. Then they gotta vote for it. Then it goes to another round of individuals. Then it goes to one more final round, if I'm not mistaken. And then that's how they get nominated for a award. And then, you know, we all of us vote for it and yada yada. So, yeah, they were breaking it down. But a lot of people were pissed off about Vinland Saga not getting awards. So, I don't know if y'all watched that anime for you.
I haven't seen Vinland Saga, no.
You haven't?
Oh,
you saw it before?
I just seen clips and...
Yeah. It's a good show. It's a good show, but... But like I said, they were pissed off. Which I can understand to a degree, but I'm like, if you haven't voted for it, then it's kind of your fault. But, but it is what it is. So... But other than that, I saw it coming. I knew Jujutsu Kaisen was going to run it, because once the manga and the anime was outstanding last year. But now you got any more stuff you want to talk about for the anime show?
No, that was the main thing. I just want to make sure we addressed it.
I was going to talk about it, but we got to talk about this, because your boy Caleb tripping. So for everybody out there, to me, the NFL Combine, I don't know what they feeding the young men. The DBs, the O-linemen are running 4.8, 4.9, 4.7, 40 yards. I don't know what they feeding these people. But these young kids now are freaking robots. They breaking records and all that stuff. But we gonna dive deep into that later. But, Dad, what is going on with your boy? Why he tripping? Why he don't wanna throw in a combine and do all this stuff with the team? Talk to you.
So let's be the only thing that surprised me was the medical one.
Right.
Really. Everything else, a lot of quarterbacks in the door. Jay Daniels didn't throw, Drake May didn't throw,
Now, how you feel about, before you say anything, how you feel about the QBs not throwing or showing off during the combine?
Because it's a precedent already set, it doesn't bother me. Okay. The top QBs hardly ever throw, because all you can do, if some freak stuff happens, all you can do is hurt yourself.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, like, if you're the number one pick, you're not going to go out. What's the gain at that point?
Right.
The medical, I was surprised by the medical, but he said he's doing medical with all the teams he visits. So it's like, I can see that, just one thing. Maybe he's hiding the injury. I doubt it, though.
Right.
The combine is not for... It's not for the first two, three picks that are solid and locked in. That's why you see Jaden Daniels do much. That's why you didn't see Drake May doing much. It's for the people who need to move up and who need to get into the draft. That's why you saw Michael Penix throwing. That's why you saw J.J. McCarthy throwing. People who are good, say it could be first round, but they need to show a little more.
Right.
Your boy Bo Nix will start their throwing.
Yeah, I saw it.
And actually, the person who probably improved the stock the most was that Tennessee quarterback. Was it Tennessee quarterback?
I think it was. They were talking about him.
He was out there throwing darts.
Yeah.
So, like, as far as the quarterback, so, like, that stuff doesn't bother me. I will say his dad needs to shut up. That's what his dad needs to do. Like, we're getting a whole situation back, the Ball Brothers situation to come in again. And, yeah, Joe Milton III was out there throwing strikes. So, he raised his stock up, but, like, he's not going to go before Michael Penix, though. He might go after. I think Michael Penix is the last quarterback to go in, like, the first two rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Where you got Caleb, Jaden, Drake, J.J. McCarthy, and I you can either put Bo Nix or Michael Penix, flip him around the last spot. But
right.
Depending on what you're looking for. Because they're both old, too. Like, in college, if it was NFL terms being drafted, they're both older. So.
Right. LJ, what's your thoughts about the QBs and stuff and Caleb and stuff?
It becoming I would be worried for a lot of teams who are interested in getting Caleb Williams. And it's not because I do not believe in his abilities. I think he made making some great decisions. But obviously somebody, i.e. we believe it's his father, has his ear. And it has it hard. Mm-hmm. So because of that, you now would have to make sure you realize that you have to deal with not just Caleb Williams, but also his family members and his entourage or whoever you would have. Because obviously they have a say in what he does. And because they have a say in what he does, you might get some weird things coming out from here and there because of that. So that might hurt him, but it might not, because we've seen people who has had questionable pasts still be taken very high. And I always feel like teams feel like that they can take on these take on these people who have a lot of baggage with them and change them for the better, and it usually doesn't happen like they think it will. But who knows? Who knows what happens? It will also depends on where he goes, because it all signs look like he's going to Chicago, no matter what.
Right.
Unless out of nowhere, Chicago just actually changes their mind and do not trade Wes McCullough. Not Caleb Williams, but Justin Fields. But I'm okay with him not throwing. We've seen that from a lot of top-end quarterbacks from years to years now. I think every top quarterback did it. A lot of people would say Bo Nix didn't have throw, but his stock fell so bad during the Senior Bowl that he had to throw. It was weird that he didn't take the medical, because that would also make me think there's something wrong with you. Like, what are you hiding that you don't want to take this medical? But I don't know. He's been, ever since it was being talked about him going to the NFL, there's been weird stories coming out from his party. So I honestly don't know what to believe, what he really believes right now. So,
well, here's my thing. Caleb Williams can do whatever he wants to do. I just don't want him to get the big head, and
I think it's too late for that.
It is, but I don't want him to go in there and then his season is horrible. Because Bryce Young came in, do what he had to do through all that stuff, participated, all that, and I think they went like 2-14, something like that. I don't know. All I know is they ain't win no more than 3 games. And then Caleb, he put a target on his back. Because I guarantee you, when he goes into the league and start playing the NFL games, I guarantee you these NFL veterans or players in general are going to put a target or a bounty on his head and be like, bro, when we go out and play against Caleb Williams, y'all make sure y'all hit him extremely hard. I want this kid to basically not play anymore. And it's to the point where that's pretty much what he's forcing these people to do, the way he's talking. But, it is what it is. All I know is I'm excited to see how he going to do and all that. And if he do go to Chicago or whoever get the first round pick and he turn him down, I'm going to laugh my ass off. Because I'm gonna find that funny, but it is ain't no telling. He may request a trade, or they may trade him during the day. Oh, they ain't gonna do that. But no. only time will tell. We'll see about Caleb Williams. We'll see.
I will disagree with you on one part of what you said right now, mm-hmm. about players going after him. All rookies are going to get blitzed.
Yeah, you're right.
All rookies, you have to, until they can prove it's like. CJ Stroud got blitzed until he could prove, oh, we better not blitz this man. you know,
right.
He's throwing dots. So all rookies are going to get tested. Nobody's going to try to go out there and hurt the man because it's not that type of sport anymore. But he's going to get blitzed. He's going to get tested. It's going to be how he handles it is what we look at. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to handle it just fine.
I got you. But like I said, I'm ready for the season start, though. But that's Caleb Williams. Now, let's talk about these records these folks are breaking into the combine. Dad, you want to kick it off first?
So, let's start with Xavier Worthy running out the stadium almost.
Yo, that boy ran a 4.22.
2-1 officially.
Oh, 2-1? It was 2-1?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
2-1 officially. Broke the record. And like it's funny because because Texas was so nationally televised, I caught a few of their games. Uh-huh. Like, I knew he was fast. I didn't know he was that fast.
Right.
You know? Because a lot of teams are physical with him, and he got away. If he got away, he was gone. But yeah, I didn't think he was that fast. But that was crazy to me how fast he did that one. And not only that, I'm not sure, but it kind of looked like he slimmed down a little bit too.
Yeah, he do look like a toothpick out there, I ain't gonna lie. He did look like a toothpick.
Yeah, it looked like he had slimmed down some. Which I'm sure he's gonna bulk up afterwards because he's 6'1", like 172 right now or something like that.
Right.
Or at least that's what his playing weight was. But he looked less of it. He looked like a buck 50.
He do.
But That run itself shot him up the draft board like crazy. I had him as a second rounder before that. Now he'll probably be mid to late first round, which means, you know, more money. Mm-hmm. You get that fifth year option too. So if he balls out. So I don't know. What do you guys think when you guys saw it?
You want to go, LJ?
Sure. Hold on. Okay. When I saw it, I just said he was fast. He's fast for no reason, almost. But like you said, that it does look like he got skinny, and maybe he just got skinnier so he could run faster. And so, because I do feel like, yes, speed is important and everything like that, right? But the real big thing is, can you take a hit and not get hurt after you take that hit?
Mm-hmm.
Like, sure, if you can't outrun everybody, sure, go ahead. That's fine and dandy. But there's going to be a time you slip. You're not really paying attention. You're trying to hit your route right. And you ain't going to be able to use your speed like that to get off of those blocks and things like that. So can you take a hit at that size and still run that fast? The answer to that is, I don't know. Is there a possibility? Sure. But, I mean, we will have to wait and see that happen. So, I don't think that's going to be his actual speed. Well, it's definitely not going to be his actual speed out there on the football field. But still just having that option of, hey, I have this guy that can probably burn most of your DBs is always a good option. So, I can see him going, like Dad said, near the end of the first round, if not at the latest, the early second round, and make him bank as long as he can take a hit.
I also want to point out, it looks like he actually lost weight for the combine. So maybe that was his whole plan, was to, to do this, get faster, get that number up, and then maybe bulk back up or stuff like that afterwards.
Right.
Because all you have to do is really do that once. Because he, our Texas Pro Day, he ain't got to run again. I wouldn't run again.
No, not at all.
So, like, pro day, he can like he can bulk up and then like do a little more, and then maybe show a strength then, you know.
All right.
Sorry about that, Randall, but go ahead.
No, no, you good, you good, you good. Now, before I get started, breaking news. The Boston Celtics blew out the Warriors.
See.
140-88. I just want to put that.
Wait, hold on. Wasn't it like 83-something?
That's why I say breaking news, because they blew these folks out the water.
So they did score another point. Wait, hold up. Because I had got something earlier.
Look, NBA. The NBA tweeted it. 140-88.
Yeah. Right, but at halftime,
it was 88-38 or something like that. At halftime.
Oh, I read that wrong. I thought I said it was 88-33, not 33, but 88-83.
I just want to point
that's
that
what out. I thought it said.
I just want to point that out because somebody send that man Seth Curry some help.
Nah, Steph just going to leave.
That man, heck no.
Okay,
he is Golden State. If Steph Curry, that's like LeBron
leaving Cleveland, right? It won't happen.
You got a point.
Uh-huh. I'll say this: Steph is not leaving because management has proven and has done the job, always put talent around him. It's just that it's one game out of 82. Let's be honest. Sometimes you just get knocked in the mouth every once in a while.
True that.
The Celtics even brought it up in their halftime. Taylor Brown said, we had a point to prove after they beat us 2 years ago on our home court. You had 2 years to prove this point, but now they want to prove it now? Fine, whatever. You got your look back in the regular season. Good for you. You know.
I just want to point that out. I was like, 148. But back to the combine stuff. They got some good players. Pretty much everybody, especially the big guys. The big guys are the couple that I saw, because I didn't watch the whole combine, but the ones that I saw, the slowest time was like a 4.8 or something like that for these big guys. And I was like, bro.
No, okay, for what, defense lineman or offense lineman? Because there was one defensive lineman that ran like a 5-something, but he was 366.
I didn't see that one. So I forgot which one it was. I was like flipping in and out between. I forgot which one it was. All I know is the big guys that I saw was running good, fast as crap. I don't know what they're feeling.
So you probably talk about the DNs. The DNs were running like track stars.
Yeah.
The DNs were.
But they got all I know is the NBA. The NFL. They got some meetings to do, because I'm pretty sure some of these guys, I promise you, a lot of these people in this combine that was going probably third, fourth, fifth round, I promise you, guaranteed they shot up to either second or first, some of them, guaranteed. After the performance that they saw at the combine, but. We just got to wait and see. Did they say this was the best year they had in a while or no?
Who? For the what do you mean?
For like the records and stuff like that. Like, for all the players.
Last year, there was a lot more speed records with the wide receiver and the, I think it was last year, the wide receivers and the DBs. But this year, it was big as far as just the talent and stuff like that they had, like it was more evened out.
All right.
Because there's a lot of talent in this one.
I got you. But for all I got to say about the combine, they got some good talent. Bo did good. I was surprised. Well, I wasn't surprised, but he did good. All the QBs did good. And I just got to say, these teams got a handful now. Because I'm pretty sure after that, they went to the drawing board, be like, all right, we got to figure out something out. Because this guy that we thought was garbage showed out in the combine. And then this guy that we thought was good really ain't show out. Nah, we got to do this and that. But they got some more stuff they got to do after that, so they figured out. But to me, I enjoyed it. I liked it. The combat was good, and we just gotta wait and see how everything's gonna play out. But that's all I got for real. For real, ain't really too much stuff happening for real besides that and anime stuff. But Dad, you got some more stuff you want to talk about before we close it out?
Yeah, let's do a few more info things that just popped up real quick, so we just get a little more numbers on this day. Brian Burns, just breaking about an hour ago, was told that they are not continuing contract talks with him, so he's going to be a free agent.
Carolina. Yeah, I just saw that.
Defense lineman. There's a few of those. Brian Burns, wherever he goes, he's going to be a monster wherever he goes, because he's a beast already. So, what do you guys think about Brian Burns becoming a free agent?
Whoever pick him up, how can I say this? Who needs him? That's what I was trying to say.
A lot of teams can use him. Like 32 teams can use a Brian Burns.
Yeah, bro. But who, like, desperately needs him, though? Like, without a doubt, like, hey, they call him up, like, right now.
I would say the Bills will want a better pass rush because Von Miller's getting older.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forget about
that. The Chiefs are about to lose Chris Jones. So, but that'd be, like, some shuffling in the D-line.
Yeah.
Like I said, 32 teams can use him, you know. The Dolphins can use him because Christian Wilkes is gone now, apparently.
You think so?
Oh, Christian Wilkes, they're letting him go to free agency.
No, no, I'm talking about, you think they need somebody like him for the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think. You think the Giants, maybe?
The Giants got to do a whole lot of offseason stuff.
Like, the Giants need. I don't know what the Giants need.
Giants need a whole lot. So and this is not really bragging on my team, but like I'm just gonna say it. Washington has a chance to have a quick turnaround.
They projected to win. Supposedly, they projected to win the next Super Bowl.
No, not at all.
Ooh.
Hey, I'm just going for what ESPN was saying. They got them sitting high as the number one team to win the Super Bowl next year, the Washington Commanders. That's from ESPN.
Whoever ever said that is, you know, I'm not gonna say that.
I forgot his name. But yeah.
But the reason why they probably thought that is because they now have like $93 million in cap space right now.
Right.
They have the number two pick, 34-40. So that'll get them, you know, that'll, they get some young work. And they have two third rounders also.
Right.
So, That can be like a quick turnaround for like what they're trying to do, you know. So like, once they do that, and they it depends on getting free agency too, because Hassan Reddick is possibly going to free talk about a trade for him, and like if we give them like one of our late third rounders and they take it, that's another defensive player you have, you know. Mm-hmm. So. I'm looking to see who all we get in free agency and everything like that. But it's gonna be telling what we do and how we do it, you know.
Right. Who else?
Christian Wilkes also got, like I mentioned earlier, Christian Wilkes also got the thing to where it's like the Dolphins are not gonna let him go to free agency and see what they're gonna do, which it's crazy to me that they're doing that.
Who did Chief let go? Because I remember seeing some. Chief, who did Chief let go?
Wide receiver. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who can only catch one route. He drops it every time.
Hey, that remind me of, I forgot, he went to Blunt. I forgot his name. Start with a K, though. But who you think they need, he should go through that?
To sleep? To practice?
God.
Okay. Yo.
A jug machine?
Never mind then. That's the answer right there.
He got to work on his concentration. Because he drops passes that could win games.
Right.
And it's very frustrating to watch. Like, I'm not even Chiefs fan. I'm like, God, dog, man, why y'all dropping so much? And,
you're right.
But the Chiefs will get better this coming year because I wholeheartedly believe that they're going to, Mike Evans is going to go there.
Bro, I'm about to say after this season they wasn't even at their best this season and they still won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine when they actually get their stuff together, man. This whoever I forgot somebody on ESPN say something, but whenever they get consistent like Tom Brady, it's over because they wasn't even supposed to win this Super Bowl and they won. Cause almost half the games the Chiefs played this year, they was running. They were like behind the first half, and then out of nowhere, Patrick Mahomes come to be a demigod in the second half. Almost every game, so they wasn't even supposed to do this. So just imagine if Patrick Mahomes can play good in the first half and play good in the second half. And then on top of that, he's so damn good. That man can play good in the first half and play mid in the second half and probably still win.
So this clearly reminds me of the Patriots. Because if you guys remember, I don't know if you guys remember, Patriots always started the season slow. And all of a sudden they picked up the getting wins here. They're putting together wins. And then all of a sudden we're looking at them and say, oh, shoot. They are they're cruising in the playoffs right now.
Right.
No talent around Brady. Like, really. You had Gronk, and that was it, you know. Patrick Mahomes had Travis Kelce. That's it. You know, it's a whole thing. It's the same thing. It's like the script didn't change. It's just the color scheme.
Hey, speaking of the script. Speaking of that, they did a whole conspiracy theory series on TikTok. So they show film or they show highlights of Ralph legit missing no calls, actually running two players, and all that stuff. So I'm pretty sure I know both of y'all answers, but I still want to ask y'all, see what y'all opinion, what y'all got to say about it. But do you think it's actually real?
No.
You don't think it is?
No. Okay. That's ridiculous. The one thing I will say is that the ref that couldn't get out of Lamar Jackson's way, that was just funny to me. I'm like, really?
I know I know he was pissed off though.
Oh, he was. He cost him a safety. But you know, like, I don't know. That was a whole thing.
Right. What's your thought?
On what?
If it's rigged or not.
Oh, I thought we went past that. No, it's not rigged. People are human. We make human mistakes. Right. That's legitimate what happened. Now, sometimes are there times where people have made critical decisions where you might think they have a reason to rig the games, like the referees? Sure, because that has been proven. But most 9 times out of 10, If you got a regular person, if me, you, or dad was to get on that football field to referee a game, we would probably miss more than half of those calls anyway. So,
yeah.
And then you have to remember, we aren't, those people aren't full-time referees. They only like, what, part-timers?
They're part-time, yeah.
Right. So, it really, the NFL should change and have full-time referees where their only job is to learn how to referee.
Well,
if you want a better game.
There's only so much training he can do in the offseason. You know, like what are they supposed to do now? Like, ref, like summer league games and stuff like that? Like, for high school kids? Like, it's not even the same speed. You know, you can have them, like, watch a film and, like, go to classes and stuff like that. But, like, they probably do that anyway. So, like... It's a very high-paying part-time job. So
it is.
Hey, I think it's fine how the system is. I'm just saying what people feel like needs to be changed so they don't make any more bad calls. So, which, I mean, yes, there are bad calls, 100%. But, again, in the speed of a live action.
As long as they don't go on strike again, I'm cool. Like I'll never forget that strike year.
Bro, I forgot about that.
Oh, my God. Once that Hail Mary was botched, they instantly brought it back. So, okay. Like, this is getting out of hand. They had to replace a ref the last second because he had on his Facebook that he was a Saints fan and he was gonna ref the Saints game. Like, it was ridiculous. And he was talking in his Facebook, he said, you gonna hook us up? He goes, hey, hell yeah, I'm gonna hook y'all up. Like, come on, man.
Now, I wanna get y'all input on this. Because I've been meaning to tell y'all this, but I keep on forgetting every time we record these podcasts. How y'all feel about these it's mainly NFL players. I know NBA players probably do it, but they focus on NFL players with this. But how y'all feel about the NFL players betting on themselves and other players?
They not supposed to be betting on their own, on the game. They are not supposed to be betting on any NFL game. And I'm A-okay with that because people have friends on every team, almost. So I'm not saying that I do not believe that somebody's gonna go out there and be like, "Hey, I'm coming out here and I'm gonna make sure my team loses because my friend made a bet and he gonna give me half the money." I don't think that's happening. But I think just to make sure the games are clean and fair, if you play the sport, you should not be allowed to bet on it. Now, if some NFL players want to bet on some NBA games, that's totally fine. There should be no problems with that. But I do not think they should be allowed to bet on their own sport.
Yeah, what's your take?
So, there's a fine line. They're able to do fantasy football. And I believe they're able to, like, do some bets. They can't do no bets in the facility, which, if you know that, why? Why are you betting inside the facility? You can't wait to get your parlay in? Like, really?
Right.
And that's what they were getting suspended for, was, like, doing bets inside the building. Obviously you can't bet on yourself. You know, you can't do that. There's actual laws against that. But if you're playing fantasy football, I'm okay with it. If you're doing like parlays for like that's not your team or not the team that you're playing against soon or something like that, I don't care. You know, just don't do it in your facility where they don't want you to do it. That's my thing.
I'm with you on that. So who got caught? I don't even know how he got caught, but somebody got caught.
It was Calvin Ridley at first.
Right.
Calvin Ridley was the first one to get caught, and then it was and then next year they had Jameson Williams and like three Lions and one Washington player. And then after that it was Isaiah Rodgers who got caught, I think.
Right.
And just like, what are y'all doing? And it's always like they bet in like the locker room. Like they was in the locker room when it happened. And the reason why that's bad is like it's sort of like insider knowledge type thing. You're there, mm-hmm. you know, so.
And then you can basically control, but like, all right, this. Mm-hmm. But that, when I saw that, I was like, one, somebody had a snitch. Because unless he was just dumb at hiding it.
No, he was dumb. He used his name.
No, that was the LSU player who did that?
Yeah, I think it was LSU. I gotta get up for that. Because the LSU player was stupid. You know how much he betted, bro?
hundreds of thousands.
That man bet so he betted so much. He betted so much. That man betted when he was in college, and he still was betting when he went to the NFL. I don't know who caught him. I don't know how he got caught, but he.
I don't think he's in the NFL yet. Hold on.
Was he?
I don't think he's in the NFL
but
yet.
He betted a lot, though. That's all.
Oh, hundreds of thousands.
He betted a lot, and then I don't know how he got caught. And they was damn near about to do an investigation for LSU. Unless I think they did an investigation. I could be wrong, though, but they were about to do it. He betted so much, bro. He betted
okay.
so much.
Yeah, Keyshawn Booty or something like that.
Right.
His username will be K Booty or Booty Keyshawn.
Something dumb.
Yeah. And that you can't bet. Because at college, you can't bet at all. Like, you can't do it at all.
Right.
So, like, he was out there just read his parlays with his full name, or it'll be like Keyshawn Booty number one, his jersey number. Like, whenever he loses an account or something like that. Or he won't make multiple bets, but he only can make so many in one account. He'll make another one. Same name. So he was begging to get caught.
That man was out. Right. He pretty much put a bounty on his head. I'm like, bro. And then he got it. He was getting away with it. But like you said, he put his name on there.
So he was drafted by the New England Patriots.
Yeah, that's because I looked that up. I was like, bro, how many times he was betting? That man, but he was betting in college. Then when he went to the NFL, he continued doing it at the NFL.
Well, because he got NFL money now, right? You know, like.
And then I don't know how he got caught. I think somebody saw him, or somebody was betting and they saw his name, and then some. I don't know. But yeah, I think did he go to jail? No. I think he got fined.
Like, that's the thing about gambling, because like I was doing the parlays myself. I never bet nothing like that, you know.
Right.
But like, you win big once, you're chasing that dragon. You know, you're chasing that high again, because when you win, you think, oh my god, I'm the shit. I know what I'm doing. I know everything there is to know. Blah 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 blah. And you're just chasing that dragon, and like. I get mad when I do parlays because, like, I'd be, like, one off. Like, one player will end up screwing me over or something like that. And that's why, I probably said this before on here, but I will never bet on Austin Reeves ever again in my life. Never again. All he had to do was shoot 1-3. He refused to shoot a 3 that game.
Tragic.
Mm-hmm.
Tragic, but I'm with that, man. Dude. They shouldn't bet because it's like Congress putting money in the stock exchange.
Actually, Congress do that. They do. They.
Oh, I know.
They don't get, but you know, they don't get, what's the word?
They don't get caught.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's not illegal for them to do that. They do not get hit by insider
trading. Well, I don't want to get too political, but they think about putting in a law for that.
I mean, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, of course it's not going to happen. Them folks, bro, it's basically a money glitch. They know exactly what to put, how much to put, and what to put up. But like I said, I ain't going to get too deep in that. But the NFL and all the betting and stuff, you gotta start thinking to yourself. Or you got to, if you want to dive deep in that. Because now you got to be like, all right, so what some of these games – did a player actually try to give his all or sabotage at this point?
Yeah.
So, and I'm pretty sure the NFL not going to do that because a lot of people already think the NFL is scripted, especially after this season because of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. So a lot of people already think that it's scripted. Man, I'm pretty sure the committee do not want to go down and do all that paperwork to figure out which player was doing this, what player was doing that, betting all that stuff during what season. I'm pretty sure they can do all that. But I can see if there's already not a rule or a law for these players not to bet on games, it's going to come soon if it's not already here. But, you know, it is what it is. These folks want to make money while they in the game. They want to make money while they playing in the game. But once again, it is what it is. They want to do it. They want to do it. They can do it. But I'm excited for the season, especially college football. I'm trying to see what Colorado gonna do because Deion Sanders been putting in work in that recruiting, and especially after Nick Saban left. So I'm looking forward for Alabama. I already know Auburn gonna go up 6-7 this year, and I'm trying to see how Colorado gonna be. But go ahead, Ed. What you about to say?
No, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting to see who will get behind being College Football 25 when it come out. That's what I'm waiting for.
When is that game coming up?
July. July, it looks like.
They haven't put no cover art out yet?
Oh, the cover art's out. Yeah. They did a teaser trailer also. Like, they go, hey, we hear you. This game is coming type of thing. You know. So there was a trailer for it.
Okay. I'm about to say, usually they have the... I know 2K. 2K be on that shit. But I know 2K usually have a cover art by now. But... I know for a fact that game is going to do numbers. I know that.
I know you gonna play.
What? I ain't gonna get it though. But what copy you gonna get that? You gonna get the collectors, digital?
I'm gonna get the $500.
Which one you gonna get?
I can't say which one I'll buy because the business is right next to me. But just.
We gonna find out. when due time, we gonna find out. But Dad, what you gotta say before we hear that?
Hold up. Wait 1 second, Dad, before you finish. I'm surprised you didn't pick this. Didn't want to talk about this today because I thought you were going to talk about it.
Talk about what?
The Pokemon Direct.
Now, see, here's the thing. That was technically supposed to be this episode, but it wasn't really nothing to talk about.
Nothing, really.
It wasn't. But you, on my phone, you was talking about it hard.
Talking about the card game?
The card game, because I don't understand why you so hyped about this.
Because
the card game.
You can legit, if we got to get more information about it. If this is...
You got
this,
all the information.
I'm just saying. If this is true, let's say... Or Dad in California, right? And we in Alabama. Mm-hmm. Let's say I pull a card. And Dad want that card. I could trade it to him, right?
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Here's why I say he's going to take off. Dad, I could be like, bro, Dad, look. I got this card. Show him the picture. Now, I already know how people is. It's going to be 50-50. A lot of scammers. It is what it is. That's life. But let's say Dad be like, hey, I want that card that you got. I'd be like, well, shoot, just you looked up. Hey, it's going for $75 online. Dad, give me about $55. Send me cash at me $55. I trade this card right now. So that's how I can see that this will take off. Like I said, I don't know if I can actually trade these cards with Dad across the world, unless you need to be next to somebody with a code, then that's
no. You can trade it across wherever you want.
Like I said,
but you say there's gonna be an ecosystem to buy these cards. But my question is why?
Because number one, I'm surprised you didn't know. A lot of these companies, Walmart, Target, all of them, they locking the cards up. And they also not selling them. Target came out with a statement a couple years ago saying that they finna discontinue Pokemon cards.
Right.
So the only way you get Pokemon cards now is either online or, depending on where you live, you may actually be the lucky few to have the cards there. If not, they locked up. And you already know how antisocial everybody is nowadays. They ain't finna go to an employee and be like, hey, can you unlock this thing for me so I get the Pokemon card?
I highly doubt that for some Pokemon cards.
Well, you're true about that. About the collectors. You're true about that. But I'm just saying, if you can do this right and legit, you can technically make this to a job. And everything going digital now. So.
But I feel like that loses a part of the card game. Because the reason
you're 100% right.
Is I like collecting the physical card.
Right.
Me getting a digital card isn't. Digital cards will always be different. I mean, we used to be like that with digital games. We were like, hey, we want a physical copy of the game. We want to make sure it's ours. Now with games, we're like, okay. It's easier to have the game right here, right now, and I can play it.
Click on it, boom.
Right. Yeah. This is different from the cards. I'm not about to spend
I hear
$500 for a car.
I'm hearing you, LJ, but I'm just saying, people.
If there are actually people out there, you really need to get yourself looked at. I'm sorry,
because I said,
there's a problem.
Like I said, if you do this right, and trust me, it's gonna be a lot of scammers. But if you do this legit, and like I said, Dad can hit me up saying, "Hey, I want this Mewtwo," and I'd be like, "Hey, I got like 3 copies of it." I go online and see it going for $125. I tell Dad, like, "Hey, just send me cash at me $100. I send you this car right now." Boom, Dad send me $100. Boom, I send the car.
That's like Dad. That's like me going to Dad and be like, "Hey, I'm getting on 2K. Can you send me? I'm gonna send you $200. And can you send me some basketball shoes so I can?" That's exactly what that is. That's exactly what that is.
Dad having flashbacks.
I'm just saying,
LJ, am I excited for? You know, at the end of the day, I'm not gonna put money in it. I'm like you. You already know me. You saw my collectors of Pokemon cards. You know me. But at the end of the day, you get two free packs. That's legit all I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna get the packs, and that's it. And then if I really once I save up some money and start collecting cards again, because you know how expensive the Pokemon cards is. God damn, but that's all I'm gonna do with the game. I ain't gonna put money in it. I'm just gonna go on there, get my 2 free packs a day, and that's it. And then if I really want to buy cards, I just go down the street to Super Target and get, you know, and buy some cards. Now I'm just saying that's how the future is gonna be, because that's what Pokemon is trying to do. Because like I said, Target already came out with a statement saying that they slowly gonna start discontinuing Pokemon cards. Walmart, not down here, but everywhere else, like in New York and all them other major cities, they locking up these Pokemon cards to where you gotta get a employee. Some of them even taking them off the shelf, not even blocking them up. They keeping them in the back to where you got to request to get the cards now in some of these stores. So I'm just saying, a lot of these people, especially in these major cities where it's hard to get Pokemon cards, instead of going online, getting shipped, paying shipping and taxes, I go on here and pay for it real quick at the digital version and boom. And then people, they're going to make Discords, be like, "Hey, do you got this card?" And be like, "Yeah, I got this card. Look up, going for $250. Hey, send me about $225 through Cash App. I seen the card right now, you know." But like I said, I'm not disagreeing with you, LJ. I'm with you. You know me. Me and you both, we love collecting Pokemon cards. I'm just saying that this is how the future is going to be. And that's pretty much what Pokemon is going to do. Pokemon probably going to slowly stop discontinuing these physical cards. To where they finna put everything on this. I'm pretty sure that's what they gonna try to do.
Okay.
But like I said, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm still gonna buy the physical cards. I'm just saying that's pretty much how I see how this is gonna play out.
Right.
But whenever it do come out, I give it a try. Cause like I said, you get two free packs. You know, so it ain't gonna hurt to download a game, get them 2 free packs a day, and call it a day. But
okay.
But Dad, what you had to say, Dad?
Just want to tell everybody thanks for coming by Spotify. Everybody who sees us, thanks for coming by and watching. Oh,
yeah.
The
Spotify jumper.
Been doing a lot more streaming lately. Going to stream tomorrow more Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth at Dead Gamer on Twitch. I'm sure it'll be in the description.
Don't forget the underscore now, Dad.
Yeah, Dad underscore Dad underscore Gamer on Twitch. Also, just one other thing. Something broke a little about right before we started. Chris Mortensen passed away. NFL insider for ESPN for many years just passed away, so rest in peace to him.
Andrew, what you got to say before we do that?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna continue on real quickly. Not about the card game, no. But they are right. That direct that they had today, or not today, but for the Pokemon day, was trash. It really wasn't nothing other than the card game and the announcement of Legends.
I was for the Amy control. If they had went on to more detail, if they went on to more details, we could have did a whole podcast.
So I'm surprised you did. So I'm surprised you didn't go in on me in our text messages because I was expecting it from you. But I guess so. I was expecting you to be like, "Why you aren't hyped for ZA?" When I was telling you about everything,
right?
Because I didn't sound hyped for it. But I was expecting that from you. But I guess you said they didn't show anything, which they did not show absolutely anything other than the name and Mega Evolution.
Right.
But I'm gonna tell you this: why I really wasn't excited for it, because it's more than likely, based on what we saw from the trailer, I think we're going into the future, like the far future.
Yeah, that's what
I think you're going into the far future where you're going to have like AI Pokemon and things like that. It's going to look kind of weird. That's why the Pokemon was looking weird and very digital, right? That's a mistake. Because if you do not know about this region that they're doing, this is Unova, but what is this? This is Pokemon 8 or 7? No, 6?
Talking about the region? No, you're talking about the generation?
Yeah. This Gen 7 or Gen
6? 6,
it should be 6. Okay. This is Gen 6. Everybody was waiting for Gen 5 because they was all waiting for that remake. And I'll be real quick with this. You're not going to get a remake for Gen 5, Black and White. Because you are... Right. That's what everybody keeps forgetting. You got Black and White 2. That was your remake. Yes, Black and White 1 was so bad that they had to immediately make a remake for it and make it Black and White 2.
To fix it.
But that was your remake. I'm sorry. Get over it. Back to this. The reason why I'm not excited for it is because they shouldn't be going to the future. I could care less about the future. What they need to be doing is going back in the past because Unova has a very good story of the past. The Pokemon War. And you just saying, we don't care about that. Everybody wants to know more about the Pokemon War. This is why I have a problem with Pokemon in their lore department, in the story department, and I really need somebody else to go over there and fix it for me, or let me do it. 1 to 2, I don't care. Just fix it because you have stories. You're just not using them, and I do not understand why you're not using them. But that's my high horse and little thing about it. You're going into the future. It's stupid to a certain extent. We see what happens. Whatever.
Well. Here's my thing. Once again, ready for the see what the football season gonna do, especially the college football. What else we talk about? The Game Awards. I say Game Awards. The Anime Awards. I already knew Jujutsu Kaisen is gonna pretty much sweet shot. The anime, especially the Shibuya arc, was outstanding. The manga is the highest and the most read manga right now. So I already knew they was gonna win pretty much all that. Now, to answer the LJ question about why I didn't go off on you, because, number one, I was busy. I was at work when he texted me. So I wasn't thinking about that. And then, I'm hyped for it, but then again, I probably would have been more hyped if it was Gen 10. If they announced Gen 10, which we probably ain't gonna get that probably about maybe a year or two from now. But if that was Gen 10 and they said Mega Evolution, that'd be a different story. That'd be a way different story. Cause then I'd be like, all right, we in there. But what you about to say?
I think I'm in the minority on this, but I wouldn't mind Pokemon taking a 5-year break before they make another gen.
Now, they did say they're going to slow down. Because we covered that. We covered that a long time ago. They did say they're going to start slowing down.
Game companies always say that. And then what they mean by slow down is they mean they're going to take an extra 6 months.
Probably. But we'll see. Now, here's the thing.
Excuse me.
Rumors been floating around that the Switch 2 is supposed to come out March 2025. That's the rumor. How true that is, don't know. If you go on the thing, it says Nintendo exclusively for Nintendo Switch. I don't know if it's going to come out for the Switch 2 or if there is going to be a Switch 2 coming out in 2025. Don't know. But we just got to wait and see. Now, I don't know about you, LJ. How you feel about Legends running on the Switch?
What they're going to do, and it's stupid, but it's what they're going to do. They're going to do a Breath of the Wild where it's going to be for, if y'all don't remember, Breath of the Wild was for the Wii U and the Switch.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do that for Pokemon Legends ZA, where it's going to be for the Switch 1 and the Switch 2. It's going to look really amazing on Switch 2 and look trash on Switch 1 to make people buy a Switch 2.
Right.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
We just got to wait and see. Because I'm excited for it, don't get me wrong. But if it was Gen 10, then it'd be a different story. And then, like you said, we really don't know too much about the game. Besides Mega Evolution, and we're going back to the Unova region, and that's it. So we just got to wait for more information to come out for that. Because trust and believe, we're going to cover it. I'm pretty sure leaks going to start flowing.
Actually, the person who does like all the Pokemon leaks say he's not going to leak it this year. He said he's not going to do the leaks for it for real.
Oh, wow.
And he's the like most trusted source. So people were like, I'm not trusting anything if it's not
coming from him. I know you're talking about. Well, it's two. I know for sure it's two of them that always get it right. And it's a third. But he's kind of new. But we'll see. A Drive, he usually good when Tyranitar 2, usually a good person who get leaks. It's the third person. I forgot his name. He usually get good leaks too. But they all get from the same person that you're saying. I forgot his name. But they get it from the same person you was talking about. So we just got to wait to see. But E3, when E3 usually come out? Like July?
June. Mid-June, end of June.
We'll see what we get. Because I'm pretty sure they're going to give us some more information around that time about the game. We probably get maybe like a good 5-minute window of a cinema trailer, something like that. We probably won't get no gameplay till probably like late this year, early next year, maybe. We just gotta wait and see. We gotta see how many Mega Evolution Pokemon they gonna have. What the game is actually gonna be about, and like you said, if it's actually gonna be in the future, and all that stuff. And you completely right about the lore department, because there's so much lore. We gotta figure out who are the Ultra Beasts, why the Ultra Beasts is here. I'm pretty sure whenever they do the remix for Sun and Moon, that's when we're going to get them. Not Sun and Moon. Yeah, what's Sun and Moon? No, was it Sun and Moon? No, maybe? I don't know. It's one of those. But whenever they do the remix for those, I'm pretty sure we're going to get the backstory for the Ultra Beast. And yeah, that's pretty much it besides Arbum Sluck this year. But other than that, man, hopefully y'all enjoy this episode. Like Dad said, I don't know what's going on Spotify, but lately y'all been enjoying the podcast, especially the sports one. So we're going to do some more sports ones for y'all. And that's it. But other than that, my name is Randall. With me, as always, the OG Dad and my boy LJ. And we go by the name of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. Hopefully y'all enjoy listening to this episode. And we will catch y'all on the next one. Peace out.
Peace.